heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
country song. A pontoon tube or yacht. Now who ain't got a dog that they love like a brother? Now who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing with somebody. Turn it up and sing along.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, then sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
And my dark sunglasses,
this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post. Some back then right now, 98 Chevy with the tailgate down, FM only with the door up loud, burning up the night, then I sing wild. I could use a little more wide open, back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding, living in the moment with the good time crowd, making life count.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. The devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. Always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do. And drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. And baby blue Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like the breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot, you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right, but don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot of you can step on it. We'll find a boat, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing I got to know that I want it. Want it. Yeah, it sounds pretty good now, don't it? Oh, oh, oh. So, baby, let's get on it. You're gonna love it, you can bet.
Baby, I feel like laying you down on a bed of sweet surrender where we can. can work it all out. There ain't nothing that love can't fix. Girl, it's right here at our fingertips. So come a little closer, baby. I feel like laying you down. Come a little closer, baby. I feel like letting go. Of everything that stands between us and the love we used to know. I wanna touch you like a cleansing ray and let it wash all the hurt away. So come a little closer, baby. I feel like letting go. If there's still a chance, then take my hand and we'll steal away off into the night until we make things right. The sun's gonna rise on a better day. Closer, baby, I feel like stripping it down. Back to the basics of you and me and what makes the world go round. Every inch of you against my skin. I wanna be stronger than we've ever been. So come a little closer, baby. I feel like stripping it down. Come a little closer, baby. Just a little bit closer, baby. Closer, baby. I feel like laying you down.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you
do this, live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. Oh, I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't.
Central Wisconsin wide. Country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
And cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. In all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road,
George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires. That's right.
Kissing her ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. Might not oughta take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. Goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. Might not oughta take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. Well, she's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. Firecracker, she's the light of my life. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life.
Isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-803-2215. 715-803-2215. That's 715-803-2215.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum for Wisconsin's John Muir, a traveling exhibit presented by the Wisconsin Historical Society. Check out this display for free from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays through May 30th. The exhibit explores Muir's youth in Wisconsin, his advocacy for national parks, and his views on environmental issues such as logging, hunting, and climate change. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Many thousands of Palestinians are leaving the southern Gaza city of Rafah after Israel warned that its military would be attacking some sections of the city.
What should we do? Hanan asks. Do we wait until we all die on top of each other? We've decided it's better to leave.
A State Department report says Israel might have violated international humanitarian law with its attacks in Gaza. Middle East Institute fellow Brian Katulis.
Sends a muddled message because it's inconclusive.
Three Atlanta police officers have been shot in a struggle with a man carrying a knife and a gun. It happened yesterday afternoon. The man was killed in the struggle. The officers are expected to survive. The Swedish artist Nemo has won the Eurovision music competition.
What I did touched so many people and hopefully got to the right people and touch the lives of other people that are non-binary or trans and just hoping that they felt seen today.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 7th, South Dakota democracy advocates submitted the necessary signatures to put a constitutional amendment establishing a top two open primary system on the ballot. The ballot question would allow the 150,000 independent voters whose tax dollars underwrite the primary to actually vote in it. On Monday, South Dakota open primary submitted 25% more than the required 35,000 signatures necessary for state constitutional amendments, according to Secretary of State figures. The measure establishes a single ballot open primary for congressional, gubernatorial, state legislature, and county offices. All candidates, regardless of party, would run on the same ballot, but a party affiliation is listed. The top two candidates advance to the general election, again, regardless of party. Such a system allows all voters to participate in the primary, including independents and third-party voters. South Dakota's current system is closed, allowing only voters registered with that party to use that party's ballot. Likewise, open primaries allow independent and third-party candidates to run on the same ballot. Because the candidates must appeal to voters not registered with that party, open primaries helps to limit partisan polarization and offer more choice to voters. Open primaries are often paired with ranked choice voting, but South Dakota Republicans have banned its use. We have links to the ballot question text at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
Cases of sex trafficking and forced labor trafficking are rampant. One emergency room physician says these victims can be spotted if medical personnel know the signs to look for when treating ER patients.
Cases that I've seen in my own emergency department are trafficked in many different types of work. The landscaper, the nurse, restaurant workers, right in front of our eyes and often hiding in plain sight.
Then, The pandemic not only gave a boost to remote workers, but job opportunities for the disabled have remained substantially higher.
Some employers created accommodation policies for the first time, and others expanded their accommodation policies as a result of COVID.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's InfoTrack, right after this.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
One place where it's possible for medical personnel to identify victims of sex and forced labor trafficking is the emergency room. InfoTrack's Roy Mackey spoke with an ER physician to learn more. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Hani Stoklosa, MD, is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. She's a national expert on human trafficking, and in 2013, she co-founded Heal Trafficking, dedicated to ending human trafficking and supporting its survivors from a healthcare perspective. Dr. Stoklosa, let's start with a broad view of human trafficking. I think most people picture forced prostitution when they hear the term, but can you tell us what else it entails and why this is such a serious problem?
You're exactly right. What the average person thinks of when we think of trafficking does not match all of the experiences of what trafficking looks like in the United States. Trafficking is a crime in which someone is exploited for their labor, including for a commercial sex act. And they're so afraid, or they're actually forbidden from leaving that situation, and the trafficker is profiting off of them, that they're essentially trapped. It might be that they're being threatened themselves, and it might be that their family is being threatened. It may be that they're told, you can't leave this situation until you pay me $1 million. Traffickers will also use coercing somebody with acts of love and kindness and then kind of Jekyll and Hyde on their victims and the next day be really, really violent. We see trafficking of people that are born in the United States, folks that grow up in the foster care system that are exploited for commercial sex. Cases that I've seen in my own emergency department are a Guatemalan man that was trafficked as a landscaper, a Filipino woman who was trafficked as a nurse, Brazilian restaurant workers. These are all different sort of folks that are trafficked in many different types of work right in front of our eyes and often hiding in plain sight. So there's lots of ways in which this looks and appears in the United States.
Is this problem getting better or worse?
The statistics on trafficking, if we start there, are really hard to come by. We're talking about a clandestine hidden crime by design. And each estimate that comes out on a global scale, I think, gives us a better understanding of the ways in which traffickers are exploiting people. But we simply don't know the answer to that question. When you think about, is it getting better or worse? The conditions of our society in general have made people even more and more at risk for trafficking than ever before. The COVID pandemic really put a magnifying lens on vulnerabilities like homelessness, socioeconomic debts. And so we see post-COVID in particular, so much more vulnerability to trafficking that I would be surprised if the numbers aren't going up, unfortunately.
And we should note that this problem is not confined just to the United States, right?
Exactly. This is something that happens within every town and city in the United States and also happens in, unfortunately, every country globally.
So let's talk about your efforts to combat human trafficking via the healthcare profession. What role should doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals play in detecting human trafficking and then in helping the victims find a path out?
Healthcare workers can make such a difference for trafficking victims, and many of them just don't even realize it. Every day, trafficking victims are coming through the doors of hospitals and clinics. We know that. And doctors and nurses can literally save lives by picking up on the signs of trafficking, that pattern recognition, using their well-honed clinical skills. And going back to the examples that I shared of victims that I've seen, a Brazilian restaurant worker that has an oil burn from a kitchen mishap, and the burn happened, you know, a week ago, and now it's really, really infected and spread to the rest of their body. That's not common. Usually when somebody has a significant burn, they come in right away, right? So that delay in care would be concerning. Or the Filipino nurse that I talked about actually was pregnant and didn't have any prenatal care. And there was somebody that came in with them to the emergency department who wasn't leaving her side. And so these are just some examples to share, but noticing these signs and noticing these patterns of, huh, something's not right. I really need to trust my spidey sense here. Health professionals can pick up on those signs and make a huge difference in helping victims of trafficking get out of that situation.
Are there special challenges that survivors of human trafficking face when seeking healthcare?
Yeah, traffickers will control every inch of their victims' lives, and that takes different forms. And so some victims of trafficking, if they need to have medical care in order to be able to continue to make profit for their trafficker, which just sounds awful to say, but let's say they get injured at work, the trafficker may bring them to healthcare, but will stay by their side and kind of dictate all the care or quote unquote kind of provide interpretation. So while they're brought to healthcare, there may be that delay because it's not until they're at death's door and they're less useful to their trafficker. And then when they access healthcare, there may be these controlling elements by a trafficker being there present themselves or one of their accomplices. So those are some of the ways in which trafficking victims have difficulty accessing healthcare in the ways that others would, but doesn't negate the fact that we absolutely can help them in those situations.
So you founded a program called HEAL Trafficking. Can you explain what training and education initiatives HEAL provides for healthcare professionals?
Yeah, so HEAL Trafficking was founded now, as you mentioned, over 10 years ago. And this work really comes out of a personal calling for me. As my eyes were opened to trafficking as a newly minted emergency physician, I knew that if I was ignorant to the issue, how many other doctors and nurses around the globe, really, and certainly around the United States, were in that same position of ignorance. And so core to our approach is making sure that health professionals, wherever they practice, whether they're at a small rural hospital in Montana or a large urban center in New Orleans, that every single health professional has the knowledge and skills to respond to human trafficking. And so the ways that we do this are through broad educational awareness and skills building, but also specific programs like our Train the Trainer, where we train people to then be that sort of ripple in the pond in their own communities and train others, other health professionals on trafficking. So it's been really exciting to see the impact as we look and see today versus 10 years ago before we were founded, how many more even states are having conversations around requiring health professionals to have education on trafficking because it's so, so important.
You just alluded to it a bit. Are there policy changes or legislative efforts that Heal Trafficking is advocating for to combat human trafficking?
Yeah, so we believe that health professionals should know how to, in a very patient, person-centered way, help people who are experiencing violence have the knowledge and resources that they need to get out of that situation, and really putting that power back in their patients' hands, and that includes trafficking. And so what I would say is that I would love a world where every state requires that all health professionals have the knowledge of all forms of violence, including human trafficking, and know how to provide care in a trauma-informed way.
What do you see as the biggest myth related to human trafficking?
There's a lot of myths that are out there. I think one of the first ones that comes to mind is just the fact that someone can be trafficked in their own home. The word trafficking sounds like movement, right? But the reality is that some people are even trafficked by their own family members. I've seen cases where a mom was fleeing like a domestic violence situation, and the only way to be able to provide a roof over her head was to actually have the landlord of the new place sleep with her daughter, making these awful, awful decisions. But that happened within somebody's own home. And so the media kind of shows us that it always involves international borders, and certainly that does happen. But it can happen right in one's own community, and then one can be trafficked, unfortunately, in one's own home.
Dr. Stoklosa, could you maybe share some success stories from the HEAL program?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every day, HEAL and the health professionals that we train are planting seeds of hope among those who come to emergency departments or clinic and helping people out of situations of trafficking. And we've heard from the survivors that we've worked with over the years how it's really transformed their lives, seeing those that are now even at that stage where they were in a trafficking situation, and today they're training health professionals about how to better identify trafficking. I think this can sound like a really overwhelming topic, and it's a really important, awful phenomenon that's happening in the United States, but it is something that we as health professionals can have an impact and do save lives.
Hani Stoklosa, MD, from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, and her organization called Heal Trafficking, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, more job opportunities for the disabled. That story, coming up.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
There have been significant shifts in the employment landscape for people with disabilities during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. And here to discuss this is John O'Neill, PhD, from the Kessler Foundation, a nonprofit organization that advocates for opportunities for employment for people with disabilities. John, how have employer attitudes toward hiring and accommodating people with disabilities changed in recent years?
Employers' attitudes towards hiring people with disabilities, we believe, has changed to some degree because of COVID. We believe that they responded by increasing their efforts to provide accommodations because many of their employees were coming down with COVID and they were known individuals to those employers and the employers wanted to keep them. So we believe that there were more accommodations that were being given. Some employers created accommodation policies for the first time, and others expanded their accommodation policies, we believe, as a result of COVID. Also, there were more employers that were establishing the Centralized Accommodation Fund, which allowed supervisors more freedom in terms of hiring and accommodating people with disabilities because then the supervisors didn't have to draw from their own budgets in order to provide accommodations. They could ask their employer if they could use the Centralized Accommodation Fund.
How sustainable are these gains in employment for those with disabilities as the pandemic goes further and further into the past?
Well, it seems as though they should be somewhat sustainable, simply because once you have